Well, Malcolm Turnbull talks up so-called clean coal. The community energy movement is supporting community-based clean energy projects. This week, community energy advocates and international experts met at the Community Energy Congress in Melbourne to share experiences and celebrate success. One success story is Hepburn Wind. It's the first community-owned wind farm in Australia. It had an open day in Leonard Hills near Daylesford last Sunday, and The Wire's Judith Peppard went along to find out more.
It's a perfect sunny Sunday afternoon at Leonard's Hill, near Daylesford, in Victoria. About 250 people have gathered here to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Hepburn Wind and to find out more about Australia's first community-owned wind farm. Simon Holmes of Court was the first chairperson of Hepburn Wind.
We had our formation meeting nearly 10 years ago, but the project started about 5 years before that when some locals went along to a town hall meeting about 20 kilometres from here where a developer had proposed to build a wind farm. But they walked into a disaster of a town hall meeting where there was a lot of opposition, really angry voices and quite a bit of threatened violence to the developer saying, you know, your wind farm is absolutely not welcome in our community. The Daylesford locals were very upset and set out to change the narrative. They really wanted to build a different story for renewable energy in our community.
How did they do that?
One of them, a founder, Pierre Bernard, he grew up in Denmark. And in Denmark, the majority of wind turbines are owned by the community. Pierre set up a card table in the main street. He had three sheets of paper, one which was a picture of a community wind farm from Denmark. One was a diagram showing how the ownership structure works. Another one was a sign-up sheet.
We started sitting out in the street on a fortnightly basis, and slowly gathering support, but more importantly, sharing this vision and seeing if this was the direction we kept talking about. Is this what we want to do as a community? We can do many different things. And it just kept going down this road.
Pierre Bernard, leader of the steering group that gained support for the project. Simon Holmes of Court.
It's fantastic to see them. You know, it was a lot of work by a lot of people to put them in place.
And there's just two wind turbines. How much energy do they produce?
Probably about 1,000 homes each. In Daylesford and the surrounding area, there's just on 2,000 homes. So this two-turbine wind farm produces as much power as we use locally. We've got people going inside the turbines now to have a look. There's a Tesla plugged in, charging directly from the wind turbines. Coffee and ice cream trucks plugged in. A solar-powered band over there you can hear in the background. We're out here to celebrate wind, but there's a lot of people here today that are from other communities, and they're taking it back to their communities.
And one of those people is Kate Oughty. Kate was the Commissioner for Environmental Sustainability in Victoria when, in her words, Hepburn Wind was just a paddock. She's seen how the community has stuck with the project amidst many challenges.
They've been an inspiration to us over in Euroa in the Strathbogie Ranges, where we set up Strathbogie Voices in 2014. And in 2015, we held a range of environmental discussions. And out of that came some funding for a pumped hydro energy storage pre-feasibility study. And it all, in a way, comes back to community and back to this.
And members of the community have come out too. Alison Henley works at Maine FM in Castlemaine.
I've heard about these wind turbines for a long time, but I've never actually had the chance to be up close to them and see them. And I drive past and I'm always so awestruck, and to have the chance to come here and hear a bit more about the project, but also climb up inside of one is very exciting.
Inside the turbine, Matthew Famartino explained how everything worked.
Turbine, the specs are up here, so it'll cut in at 3 metres a second, so it'll actually generate power at 3. Then at 12 metres a second, they run at full capacity.
And what does it do when it's got really, really strong winds?
It'll shut down at 25, so the blades pitch into the wind. So yep. On a day like today, when there's not much wind, they're trying to catch it. Mm-hmm. And then if there's heaps of wind, they'll just pitch out.
Søren Hermansen is the director of the Samsø Energy Academy in Denmark. The academy promotes sustainable living in countries throughout the world. He has strong connections with Hepburn Wind and is in Australia to speak at the Community Energy Congress.
It takes a lot of transition to go to new renewable energy. And of course, the big stuff has to be done by contractors. But there's a lot of subcontracting in the jobs here. You need to pave the road and make the grid access. And the even better thing is that this can generate some income for the local community also that can be invested in other and better and new projects that will attract people and create new jobs. It's kind of also reinventing democracy in a sense. We need to sit down and talk about the changes that's due to come anyway. And maybe we can just as well take the lead and make the change.
And much has already changed. Simon Holmes of Court.
What's really gratifying is that state governments around the country have taken a look at our model and are now starting to develop their own policy. So many years ago when our Danish founder Pierre was out on the main street and was the crazy hippie who wouldn't take no for an answer, we've gone from that to having local government, state government, energy companies, wind companies, and they see this as complement to the large scale construction that goes on in Australia, one where the community really rallies behind it. And that's so important for the politics to have community members out there fighting for this change. We're really glad that the crazy people in our community kept going. The ripples have now extended a long way out.
Very happy Hepburn Spa community with their new wind farm. Talking to The Wire's Judith Peppard.